KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Rush CPA at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Starting off with high school sports last night, we had a doubleheader of basketball on the radio for you in Griswold as they played host to Tri-Center, and the Tri-Center Trojans picked up a couple of road wins. The former Western Iowa Conference mate squared off in that double dip. The Trojans won the girls' game 51-36 and the boys' game 66-33. The girls' game was a tight contest in the first half. The squads were tied at 8 at the end of the first quarter. Then both teams went on 8-0 runs to square it up back at 16-all. Tri-Center edged out to a 2-point lead at the half at 22-20. And then the Trojans were able to extend that lead to 10 by the end of the third quarter and held off the Tigers the rest of the way. Senior Lily Dare led the Trojans with 15 points. Sophomore Presley Pogge came off the bench to score 13. Tri-Center improved to 6-9 on the season. Griswold falls to 10-6. Tigers were led by 15 points from Brittany Beebe. Tri-Center raced out to an early lead in the boys' game and built their advantage the rest of the way. They jumped up 21-5 by the end of the first and led 32-13 at halftime. That lead grew to 26 by the end of the third quarter, and the largest lead became 34 down the stretch. Trojans moved back above 500 with an 8-7 record. Griswold falls to 2-12. Tri-Center was led by 19 points from sophomore Leighton Nelson. Griswold had two, finished with 11 points on the night. Junior Sage Archibald and sophomore Jaden Amin, both there finishing with 11 in that loss for Griswold. So Tri-Center gets the sweep there. Other high school basketball scores from last night in boys' play. It was Des Moines Lincoln over Atlantic, 71-44. ACGC beat Southwest Valley, 79-54. Arweva over Red Oak, 74-49. Bedford, a 67-43 win over Fremont Mills. Madrid beat West Central Valley, 110-38. Missouri Valley over Westwood, 43-32. Omaha Roncalli, 77-50 over Glenwood. Panorama beat Nottoway Valley, 64-49. Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 54-51 win over Lewis Central. Stanton beat Heartland Christian, 67-31. Tri-Center, a 66-33 win, as we mentioned, over Griswold. Underwood, 58-38 over AHSTW. It was Winterset, 64-52 over Creston. Woodbine beat Bowyer Valley, 48-40. In girls basketball, it was Traynor beating up on Atlantic, 69-29, the final in that one. AHSTW, 56-39 over Underwood. Bedford top Fremont Mills, 53-26. Kemper Catholic over Greene County, 61-30. Lenox, 38-25 over Southeast Warren. Lewis Central, a big win over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 53-38. Madrid topped West Central Valley, 49-42. Panorama beat Nottoway Valley, 68-42. Red Oak, a big over Arweva, 70-35. And it was Tri-Center, a 51-36 winner over Griswold, as we mentioned there in that one. So that's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from games played last night. And, of course, likely a lot of games that were on the schedule tonight will be moved around due to the weather conditions. Also yesterday, the latest AP Boys High School basketball poll was out. And in Class 4A, Waukee is top-ranked, followed by North Scott, Sioux City East, Bettendorf, and Iowa City West, the top five. In Class 3A, Maquoketa is top-ranked, followed by Clear Lake, Pella, Norwalk, and Oskaloosa. Carroll checks in at number six, Glenwood at number nine again here this week. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top-ranked, followed by Boyden Hole, Van Meter at number three, West Sioux, and Traynor at five. Also in Class 1A, Grandview Christian top-ranked, followed by Montezuma, George Little Rock, New London, and Ankeny Christian Academy. Stanton's at number 6, Arweva at number 7 there in the latest boys basketball poll there out from the Associated Press yesterday. Moving on to other sporting notes. In college hoops last night, a good effort for Iowa State came up short at Kansas. The ninth-ranked Jayhawks turned the game around in the second half with a 14-0 run and an 80-76 win. Mariel Shayok led ISU with 26 points. Michael Jacobson added 12 points and 11 rebounds.
You know, I think we feel like we just got away from the game plan a little bit. Like you said, in that 10-minute stretch, we really could not guard the ball inside or outside on the perimeter or, yeah, in the post. So I think that's just what killed us as defense. Coach Prohm told us at halftime, if we can hold them under 40 points, we'll have a pretty good chance to win. And we gave up 43 and lost.
The Cyclones fall to 4-3 in the Big 12.
You know, this is a game that we definitely wanted to win, expected to win. But, yeah, I mean, we're in a good spot. There's a lot of season left. We've already played Kansas twice, Texas Tech once, K-State, Baylor. You know, that's all, I think, the top five teams in the league. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we just got to get better, got to work on our defense. If we can become really, really efficient defensively and play good D, we'll be very hard to beat.
Here's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm.
It's frustrating because we came in here, we came in here expecting to win. I know sometimes you may come in here just hoping to play well. We really felt good about winning this game tonight, and you know, I thought we let it get away.
Prohm says there were too many breakdowns at both ends.
Execution on both ends, it just wasn't good enough for 40 minutes to come here. It was good enough at times. You know, the first half we scored, you know, a good bit, but again, defensively, it's just too many easy baskets all night.
And yesterday for Iowa State, redshirt senior guard Mario Shayok was honored as the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week after leading the Cyclones to wins over Texas Tech and Oklahoma State. The Ontario native scored 20 points in each win and hit 50% of his three-pointers for the Cyclones in earning that weekly honor. Also, another top 25 men's basketball, sixth-ranked Michigan State remains the number one team in the Big Ten Conference after cooling off Maryland. Cassius Winston and Kenny Goins each scored 14 points, and the Spartans improved to 8-0 in the conference by stifling the 13th-ranked Terrapins 69-55. Michigan State allowed just 34% shooting and limited Maryland's top scorer, Anthony Cowan, to a season-low 7 points. And freshman Kobe White scored 27 points, and 11th-ranked North Carolina knocked down a season-high 16 three-pointers in beating number 10 Virginia Tech 103-82. There's a logjam in the middle of the Missouri Valley Conference as the next week begins, and two games separate third place ninth place in the standings. Drake is 3-3 after Sunday's win over Missouri State and returned to action on Wednesday night at home against Evansville.
It really is interesting. I wouldn't want to even attempt to predict scores on a nightly basis because there's so much parity in the league, and we've told our guys it's all about who plays good on that night for 40 minutes.
And that's Drake coach Darian DeVries, who feels his team is regrouped after losing senior guard Nick Norton to a knee injury. UNI is also 3-3 in the Valley. They return to action on Wednesday at Southern Illinois. And another note, St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina plans to begin playing spring training games in mid-March as he recovers from recent knee surgery. The longtime star had a minor cleanup procedure on his left knee last month. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Rush CPA at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.